dear listeners. Welcome back to People from Ibiza. I'm very happy to meet you by this podcast. And today, we are again on a very special place, and it's called Healing Mountain. And next to me, there is a beautiful lady. And please, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you. My name is Rebecca Hummingbird, and I'm a breath coach, transformational breath coach, and I'm from England originally, and I've been living in Ibiza now for 7 years, and I'm running this community called the Healing Mountain now for the last 2 years, and I've been living on this mountain now for around 6 years, and yeah, so I share breath work and healing.
So that's what you do here on the island. But yes. What is this Healing Mountain? Because it makes me very curious. When I came here, I was, wow, it feels so peaceful. Mm. And for me, it's another miracle spot on this beautiful island, Ibiza.
Exactly, yeah. This space, this land really supports us for healing. It really gives us the space to allow everything to be here. And that means all of our feelings, all of our emotions. And there's not that many spaces, I feel, in Ibiza where you can do that, where you can really express everything that you need to express, really the lower vibrational frequencies. And it feels like this land, this mountain supports all of that to transform it. And we also live very close to Tanit Cave. So she is the goddess of the island.
Oh, that's new for me.
Okay. This is really the womb of Ibiza. And yeah, the Tanit Cave, she also supports us here with our healing work.
It's about how birthing. How can you feel that? How can you feel the energy of this healing place on this healing mountain? Is it that you, Rebecca, created with your group? Mm-hmm. Or is it Ibiza Mother Earth who create this? Or together?
I think it comes together. I think the rock is like the magnet. And she attracts us here. She draws us here. And then we come because we're drawn to the earth here, Mother Earth, and all that was also here before. Tanit, they would pray to Tanit in the cave. They would honour her. So there was already ceremonies happening millennia before. So, and now we come to remember that, to remember why we're here. And that's why we all come into circle here, and we all feel so good in a circle, you know, to relate to each other, to pray with each other, and to connect.
Yeah, because it's very important what you say, to be yourself, that you really can express your feelings, emotions. Mm. And how did you create this healing mountain? Was it already here, or did you create it? How...
Yes.
What is the history of this?
Okay, so it was
magic place.
Well, I found this mountain with my previous partner originally, and we came here originally to leave life in England, to leave the fast-paced life, and to create a new life, an off-grid life. That was the dream, an off-grid life, to be self-sustainable, self-sufficient, to live from the land, to grow food, and to really connect more with the earth. That was our vision, and we come together. And then came the breath work and my mission on life. I really found my purpose here in Ibiza. And from there, I wanted to create a retreat space. And then we found very close on this same mountain a piece of land, and we built a house together. So 3.5 years, I built a house with my then partner, and we were creating a dream. And then came a very good friend, my breath coach trainer, my teacher that I met in India, in Goa, some 10 years ago. And he also wanted to create a retreat space, a space where we could come to heal and be together and celebrate together. So then came the fusion between me and Tommy. And so, unfortunately, my relationship with my ex finished. But with love, we are still living in the same mountain. We're still very good friends. We still support each other in many different ways. But the energy just changed. And I needed to follow my heart and be true to myself, especially if I'm going to share the work that I share. It's about being true to myself. And it took a lot to leave what we created there, for me to leave. But I didn't come too far, so I'm just over the road. And so now we've created this community here with Tommy. And from there, we really just open the doors for everybody to come here. And
really everybody?
Really, everybody is welcome. Really, everybody is welcome. We really open the doors so people can come and stay here for a few days, for a week, for a year, for however feels the energy wants to flow through. And so really we wanted to create a space where people could come and just be and sink in. And there's no Wi-Fi here. We chose not to get Wi-Fi. And we chose not to, we don't have phone signal here, which is a blessing and a curse sometimes.
That's lonely island, no phone signal.
There's no phone signal. So it really gives people an opportunity to really just be here without the distractions of the outside world and connect with each other, yeah. with nature. Yeah. So, and we wanted to, yeah.
And they just can stay, or do they sessions? What is their contribution here on this?
Yeah, so if people want to stay longer term, we love people to contribute in some way, what feels good for them. But maybe some people come and they're just not in that space to contribute anything in that way. And then they can just be here and we can support with breath work. And maybe they also want to share their gifts and they want to come and they want to take this platform and share what they've come to offer, maybe their voice or their yoga or whatever it might be. We give an open space also for people to share. And a lot of people come here and they feel like they come home. And I love that. And that we're still here and we create a family, ultimately. Yes. We create a family.
So this is your real family?
Yes.
How does it feel?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like unconditional love, really. It's like coming home to myself, and I've never felt so home here, really.
And how did you work by yourself to get that far as you are and that you're really true to yourself? Because I heard you saying that, and that's very important. If you do your work with your breath work, if you create this special place, invite people and you don't know them, and just be open. How do you do that?
Well, a lot of inner work. There's been a lot of inner work on myself over the years with breath work, with plant medicines, you know, to really go deeper into stripping all the layers off and letting go a lot of the triggers. Because when you live in a community, you can be constantly triggered by people. But also there's the lessons, there's the blessings, there's the gifts within all of that, that we can learn from each other. What is this person bringing me? And I just learned how to dance with the energy of the people. It's like, what are they here for? Why did they come? Why did I create this person into my life? If I can help them or they can help me. And there's this dance between the humans that we can relate in this way. And for me, that is just why we're here, really.
Why we're here on the earth.
Yeah.
And you talk about this, your eyes are really starting to shine very strongly.
Yeah.
So you learn a lot from this community, you learn a lot from to be here on this island. But so you lived here for 8 years now, so you...
7 years.
7 years, yeah, and seven. For the last 2 years you have this organized...
Yeah, yeah.
...of this healing mountain space.
Yeah.
And just meet people, they're coming, they're going, that's Ibiza, but you stay.
I stay, yes.
Yeah, because a lot of people, they come and they go, but not a lot of people stay on the island. And you stay on the island, just you feel that, or you really feel this is my place, this is my spot, or do you really live in the moment?
I feel this is my space in my place at the moment. I feel like I've got my roots here, but I'm also open. I'm always open for change. And even everything can be taken away in a moment. So it's also learning. Ibiza teaches you non-attachment because everything is moving, everything is changing. And even this place, we don't own it, could be gone. Maybe we also have to move one day. Yeah. And this is also staying in the moment. It's really trusting that you are where you're meant to be, where you're meant to be in that moment, and trusting in life. And I trust that if we're meant to be here, that we'll stay here. And if we're not, then we're meant to be somewhere else. Yes. And I just trust in that.
Oh, it's wonderful because we are visitors on this island.
Mm.
And on the world, we are travelers.
Mm.
And yeah, it's beautiful. The human being think, this is my property, this is mine. Mm. But it's not. Mm. It's always the property of Mother Earth.
Exactly.
And you explain this.
Mm.
Yeah, we can stay here, we make the best, we are in present, and this is now.
Mm-hmm.
And we see what the future will gives
exactly,
us.
Exactly, exactly. I feel like we're the guardians of this land at this time, which is a complete honour to be the guardians. But maybe there's a time when someone else is meant to be the guardians, and I also can let go of that. So it's really, yeah, where we're meant to be is where we're meant to be, trust.
And we started the conversation with your former lover and about off-the-grid life. Do you really live the off-grid life, and how is the off-grid life?
Yes, we do. We're with solar panels here, and we don't have running water, so we do collect the rainwater.
Oh, and really?
We have started a garden, which is a lot of work. So, and because we also do the healing work, the garden, it takes a lot of time. So we're still finding our way with the garden, but we do have food, we do eat. But I learned a lot about foraging and what you can eat from this land. And we live in total abundance here when you know what you can eat from the land. And we do live more with the elements. So we have to think about when we put the washing machine on, or, you know, we have to think, is it sunny today? Rather than always putting the generator on if it's not sunny. We learn to go with the elements, to be more connected.
And you have a solar system for the washing machine?
Yes, we have a solar system. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we work with the sun.
And if you have the grocery and the fruit, you collect it, you put it in pots, how does it look like? Because the most of the listeners really have no clue what it's live off the grid, to live on Ibiza in this nature.
Well, I pick foods that I can eat in the moment, because then you're getting the most life force out of that food. So I will pick a salad. I mean, there's many things around us now that we could already pick and eat. Or you can make a tea with it. It's really, just knowing the knowledge of what we've lost, actually, that connection to nature, of the medicine that's all around us. And I was very privileged to meet a very young pixie fairy that just walked into my life here, a 21-year-old angel who knew all about the flowers and the plants. And so she passed that knowledge to me. And so this is the beauty of this, of humanity, of life, and the people that flow in and out. They've always a gift to share. And so I can also, and now I share that knowledge also with others that come, what you can pick here and what you can eat. And yeah.
And you feel that in your body, because you're coming from England and now you live here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what life you had in England.
Mm-hmm.
And was it also off-grid life, or just in the city?
No, I live very close to London, and I worked in London as a personal assistant for a Russian gold mining company. I was very much in a completely different lifestyle.
It's completely different.
Completely different. Yes, totally. And it was much more inside life, and you didn't really connect with your neighbours there. And it was always felt strange for me, that life. It never really suited me.
So you stepped in a life, but you were not really aware if it was your life or your dream, whatever. You just go with the flow at that moment your study and go to be a PA of this Russian company. That's totally different. Wow.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine.
That's where life took me at that time, and that I had to experience that.
Yes.
The wearing black and the very on the London Underground, and the, even if I go back now, I smile at people and they think you're crazy because, you know, the eye contact. And it's like, wow, here it feels so, you can be so open in yourself and really look people in the eye, and people will meet you with a smile, and it's all welcome. And this feels for me like really home.
I can imagine, because this is a really 180 degrees different.
Yes.
With this business lady, and now here connected with the nature, and knows a lot about to take the food when you're walking in the forest, and be around, be aware of everything there is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, Exactly.
I'm very happy to meet you and to be here as a guest as well, because when, as I told you before, it's very peaceful here, very grounded, very open space to the earth. My body is really connecting now to the earth. It's not everywhere on the island, and every part of the island for me has a special energy.
Completely, yeah. And I think the work that we do here also, and the fact that we've been here on this land now, Tommy's also was here before me, so he also put roots here. So, and with all the circles and all the energy work that we do and all the healing and all the allowing, and it's like the fact that we've grown roots here, it's like we're really, people feel the groundedness of this space also from us, that we're very present here. Also from the land, from the mountain, of course, but from our energy, that we put our roots here, that we're not moving all the time, and because it's such a transient island, Ibiza, and you feel
it
that.
Is.
And there's a lot of fire, and there's a lot of, but it's like, we also need the anchors in the ground, and there's different spots on the island where you can feel that.
Yeah. And do you feel responsible for that it's your body, that it's you created together with Tommy?
Tommy, yeah.
And to invite people, because it seems like I can look to you and get inspired by you. And I want to know as well what kind of plants I can eat in the forest, in the nature, and how do I care about my body? You know, you have some inspiring in your body, in your system, because you live like this. And is it also just by nature? Do you feel responsible? Do you feel like a mother to this community?
Yes, I
tell
do.
Tell me.
I do feel like a mother. Yeah, I do feel quite protective of this land and of the community, and how the community is run and what we want to create here. And to live in harmony with ourselves, in relation to ourselves, into each other, and how we relate to the earth. So I do feel protective of this space in that way.
How does it feel? Is it responsible? Sometimes irritating if somebody is not taking care of the ground, of the community. How do you deal with that?
Well, we have weekly sharings, and in every sharing we can communicate how we feel, and if there's something that's an irritation, or we can express that together in circle and be completely open and transparent, and then someone can respond to that and then receive that, and then from there things change and people are open for that. And that's really important for me, living in community, is the weekly sharings that we have, and then everything's communicated clearly, and then everything passes, and there's no irritation that leads to anything, actually, because it's all clear how we feel. And then
are there rules? Because I know now I'm very curious, because I know a lot of people, they dream, I want to live in a community. So, and I noticed everybody has their own space here, and but you're also gathering weekly meetings and little parties and express yourself.
Yes, exactly.
By sing, by dance, by your voice, by art.
Yes.
And so it seems so easy for you.
Yeah, it feels quite easy now, In the beginning, it was a little bit learning to find my way, because at the first I felt very watched in the community, like people are watching you, and then how does that make you feel? Because you're very visible in a community. It's like you can't hide yourself away, really. It's like you're very visible and you're very present. So it's like people... And now I've learned how to just show myself in all myself. So if I don't feel good, I can also express that, and I can be with that and allow people to see that. And we do have some rules and structures here also in the community, going back to the rules. There's no alcohol drinking here and no smoking in the community. And we really want that to keep the clean energy here in the space. And that also there's no addictions. Also, if we see people are... even with sex or any kind of addictions, we don't support that here, because we're really about you being present with yourself and allowing all what wants to come out, and we support you in your healing process.
That's so what you can offer. If they have an addiction, they can get with help.
Exactly, exactly. Through the breath work, through healing, and just being with yourself and feeling what comes up if you don't have what you normally would rely upon. So, and sometimes that's a little challenging in the community, because some people say, oh, I just want a little glass of red wine, and no, is that a problem? But actually, yes, it is, because then it allows, when do you say that's just okay or that's not okay? So then we keep it so that it's just not present here. And I think that's also felt as well, that that's not present here. Also, we are conscious about what body products we use, so what we put back into the earth, so not using plastic, anything with plastic in it in your shampoo. And there's so many like microplastics in
the little balls,
exactly.
Yes.
So we really stipulate before people come not to bring any of those products, and just to bring more consciousness to what we're putting back into the earth. What are we giving back? And maybe people, oh, I really like this shampoo because it makes my hair look nice. Well, yeah, it's like, come on. So those challenges come up with people that we have to, no, can't use this, you know. And then just to bring awareness as well, because some people just, they're not aware, you know.
No, they're not aware.
And that's okay, you know. But
you have to help them to be to get aware of this.
Exactly, exactly. So there are some structures here, some rules, and I think from that people can take that back to their lives as well, which is
In the Netherlands people are really aware of this. In my area, I don't know other areas, and for me, you know, not drinking alcohol, it's just a pleasure. But anyway, for me as well, if people want to have fun, whatever, it can go to another place, of course.
Yeah.
And because for me, you don't need anything like drugs or alcohol or plants, whatever, because what you said, it's already here in your body. It's already here in the nature. And that makes you as a person very clean. It makes this area very clean. And also to inspire people, I want to be like her, but going back through my own identity, find themselves.
Exactly. And since we've put those rules, I don't like rules, but since we've put those kind of boundaries to protect the space and the energy, we've attracted a different type of people. People that are more conscious and more careful about what they're doing and more aware, actually, when they're not in their addictions, because they're not then conscious and aware of what they're doing with the spaces. So, that brings a lot of cleaner energy all round. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And is it going very natural? Because I know some people, you know, they get very afraid. Oh, no plastic. You know, they get very, very tense and very nervous about this. And you say, you know, like this, it's normal. Mm-hmm. And just go with the flow. Mm-hmm. And so how is the level here with the community people, and if they are really are aware but also have a lot of fear? Because I also meet these people who have fear of plastic and all the things what is not good for Mother Earth.
I haven't found so much of the fear coming in, to be honest with you. No, I haven't experienced that so much. So I think it's just a lack of awareness, and then just bringing that awareness to the forefront, and then they can make the changes. And they have the knowledge and the information then how they wish to use it going outside of here.
Yeah.
So and back into their daily lives. And also, it's really important what you put on your body. You know, it's not just what's going into the earth, but it's what's going into your own skin. This is our earth, our skin. So what we put on here is if you don't, my rule for my own self is, if I wouldn't want to ingest eat it, then don't put it on your skin.
I learned it as well.
So it's like, you know, so, and if I put my almond oil on my skin, like the cats start to lick me. So this is good. They like it. They want
to. Yeah, it's good.
So really, not to, Don't put it into the earth, but also don't put it into yourself.
Yeah. So. I heard also that it's not only this community you do, but you also invite people from all over the Ibiza, if they are here visiting the island.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they connect to that they know there is an event? How is your relationship with the other people here on the island?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, we do organize healing events and celebrations and kirtans and breath work weekly. And so, yeah, we open the space up for people to come in and also to share the magic of this land and the space. And through WhatsApp groups, mostly, we connect. Yeah, mostly only through the Telegram groups, for the WhatsApp groups. And I also love that about Ibiza, is that there's so many of these groups and people sometimes find it too much, but actually it really connects you with what's happening on the island, and people can share their gifts and you can go to different spaces on the island and connect there. And also you can also share if you need a ride somewhere, or if you... I really like that about those groups, is that it's also about the sharing as well, and what you need, and you can put that into the larger family. And so we feel like we're also like a small network here, like of close family on the mountain, like we're but then also we connect with the outside, with the whole island as well, and bring them in, and that's really beautiful that people can come and also be here in this space, and with the healing work that we do, with the breath work, and with the celebrations that we create. And yeah,
tell me more about this celebration, this healing and this breath work, what you do here on the island.
So we give transformational breathing. So it's a conscious connected breath. It connects you with your breath, with your life force, also connects you with your emotions, and we can express the emotions through sound here. And I also use body work, so I press on the body where we hold and store physical pain in the body and cellular memories of traumas. And so when I press on those spots, then you can release and express. And it's really a safe space here to really just allow everything to be, and all that wants to be shared and expressed. And so we hold space for that breath work. But also on the other hand, it's like we're here to heal. And we're also here to create and to share with celebration, with dance, with music, coming into circle, to share our voices. And
so it's really in balance. So it's in and out.
Yes.
An
yes.
inner circle and a yes. bigger circle come here. And yes. then you feel really connected with this balance, also with the fun of the parties and yes. to dance and to celebrate life.
Yes.
And also go deeper
yes.
in this healing work.
For me, that's very important, that we're here to do the work, but we're not only here for that. We're also here to celebrate, to create, and to create the new also together. What we want to live in life, to create through art or through... you know, making jewellery or any way that we want to express ourselves, you know, really in any way. And we can all share our gifts here on this mountain. And also people can come in and share their gifts here. We also hold space if people want to do retreats here. They can come and give a retreat in this space. And I also give retreats here as well. And so we also open the space. It's really, an open space for people to come to heal and celebrate and share their gifts.
Yeah, if they're interesting, you know, I let something in the link in the bio.
Brilliant.
So they can find you in this nice. Amazing place. Yes, makes me really happy. And
it's important. You know,
during our talk, there is some healing as well. I don't know what is the world or the word or the sound or the meaning or the energy about this expression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for me, healing is really connecting with my body.
Mm-hmm.
That's healing. And sometimes the word healing says something, there is something wrong with you. No, there is nothing wrong. How do you express this word and your work with this? How do you explain to people when they come to you?
It's really just allowing all what's alive within you just to be there. with no judgment, just full acceptance that what wants to be present in you right now can be here. And just give it all the space it needs. All the space to express, to be, whatever wants to be present in alive within you. And allow that to move through you.
Wow. I wish everybody could live like this, that everything is okay. You can accept everything, the good and the bad thing. And just allow yourself. I think this is a very inspiring sentence. Is there something, Rebecca, you want to give to the listeners? Because a lot of people will listen to this podcast because I noticed that everybody wants to have happiness. Everybody wants to live and have a lucky life. And this podcast is also about manifest. And you are really strong or following or streaming this manifestation of your life. And maybe it's a big question, but how do you do that?
Well, to really believe in yourself that you can live the life of your dreams, that you really can, we all can, and how powerful and limitless we really are. And that's really just to really trust in yourself, believe in yourself, that you can create whatever you dream of, really. It's all possible. It really is. And knowing the power in yourself.
Yeah, thank you very much, Rebecca, for this talk. I feel very touched by your words, by your energy, by your spirit, and also your courage to came from this business life and to just suddenly be here in Ibiza and just build a house and just make this space a new environment for a lot of people on the island and visitors from all over the world. And you are there like Mother Earth with your open arms. So thank you very, very much. And
thank you.
Thank you, listeners. Yeah, thank you for listening. And please be aware of your body. I just learned this also from Rebecca. And hopefully you can feel her energy, our energy, and the energy of this beautiful place. And yeah, just be open for everything what there is. And if you want, if you like, if you love, share this podcast video to your friends and family. And just in the inner world and the out world, we're all together and we're all connected. And please, if you want to listen more to this inspiring people from Ibiza, feel free to give a donation. Thank you very much and see you next time.